program number LS-259. Hello, I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. On our birthdays, we love to have someone share with us. But why does that make any difference? A birthday is a weekday like any other. You roll out of bed, shave, eat your scrambled eggs, and go to work just as always. What am I looking for in my birthday that makes me so aware of the fact that no one has said, "Happy birthday," or "You don't look a day older"? Of course, I am just one day older than yesterday, and that one year has very little meaning beyond remembering an additional year when filling out one of those forms which often bombard us. But it's after that 21st birthday, that's when people start evading the questions of age. Birthdays are nice, but just don't ask me when I finished high school or college. So why am I uneasy, somewhat depressed? It's my birthday and nobody's noticed. One of the loneliest birthdays I can remember was when I was in college. I could have done a lot of things, go to the student union, ask a girl for a date, even get in some studying time, maybe at the library. Then I wouldn't have been alone. But I ended up in the dorm, roommate was gone, my friends were busy with their lives, and I just sat there, waiting for someone to come bursting in that door with cake, candles, cokes, and maybe even some paper hats, yelling, "Happy birthday!" Well, I went to bed early that night without cake or candles. Have you ever spent a lonely birthday? I dare say that at some time you too have felt that nobody really cared that you were ever born. Isn't that what it means? Being ignored on that one day, once a year, when we celebrate our day of birth? Simon and Garfunkel have written and sung some beautiful songs which speak to men's needs. One of these has words worth listening to. "Don't talk of love." Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. Rocks are inanimate, moved and changed only by the whim of people, tides, wind, ice. Not much of a way to live, is it? Sedentary or tossed about? An island can be a lovely place for a vacation from too much worldly involvement, too many people. But islands need mainlands, if for no other reason than to replenish natural resources and to educate one to things yet unthought of on your own island. What if I had gone out of my room that lonely birthday night when I was a college student? What if I'd gone to the guy next door and said, "Hey, Mike, today's my birthday. Want to help me celebrate?" You see, we can't sit around and wait, expecting the world to rush in with party hats on. But we know how important that day can be nonetheless. Have you ever noticed how many people, in the course of a casual conversation, will insert their birth dates as if to say, "It'd be nice if you'd remember that so we could celebrate together my life"? I had the opportunity to travel outside the United States. I noticed one thing which I resolved to bring back with me to America: willingness to share. No matter where I was, how difficult it was to communicate because of differences in custom, language, there was always someone that wanted to share with me information, directions, food, and even friendship on a level surprisingly deep and meaningful despite the briefness of encounter. All those lonely people, where do they come from? We know the answer to that, don't we? Because we've all been lonely. We've all needed a hello or a smile, a happy birthday. And so we ought to watch for the signs of loneliness in others. But before we see those signs as prevention, we can open our own doors and go out. I'm Landon Saunders. Today, I'm not waiting any longer for that happy birthday, for you've made my day happier by just letting me talk with you. My address is Landon Saunders, Box 7401, Chicago. And, by the way, in case I don't remember your birth date, I want to say right now, happy birthday. This is Heartbeat.